your car, your pride and joy. I'm Darian. I'm here to give you a few simple tips to help that pride and joy last a lifetime. Stay here.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on 2 cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Let's dispel a few myths. Here's a myth. It's better to let your vehicle idle than turn your engine off. Turning the engine back on uses more fuel than idling. The fact is, idling uses more fuel than turning off your engine and restarting it. As a rule of thumb, turn off your engine if you will be idling for more than 30 seconds. You should not turn your engine off at a traffic light. However, if you are stuck at a train crossing or bridge opening, it is likely that you're going to be parked for a number of minutes. You should turn off your engine. Here's another myth. You should warm up your vehicle in the morning before driving. The fact is, engines warm up faster and are more fuel efficient when on the road. Stay with me all week as I'll be busting even more myths and hopefully help you save more money. To learn more, please visit drivesmarterchallenge.org. Thank you for listening. With your car care tips, I'm Darian.